When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, turning sinners into saints.
Hallelujah.
And I will always sing your praise. Here on earth and ever after, for you've shown me heaven's my true home. When it's all been said and done, you're my life when life is gone.
Hallelujah. You're welcome. Thank you for joining at this time. It's a short notice, but I felt it was going to be better, you know, to have you be here. So that's why I had to change our location. All right, let's begin. I don't want to spend so much time waiting, so let's just begin. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you notice what's on the topic for today, it's called being led. All right. We are not done with growing up spiritually. I think we're just going to enjoy that till 2020 is over, because I mean, it's a topic God wants you to give attention to. How are you growing? It's important to God that you are going the right way. And it's important to God that you have all the information on how believers should grow. That's the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I need you to give attention to these things. All right? There's a way believers grow. There's what we do as believers. All right? So that we can actually enjoy all that is in store for us. That's why, really. So, our having to ensure that we are growing is to now look at all of these checks, you know, around us to be sure that we are doing exactly what we ought to do so that we can grow well. Yeah, you need to grow well. It's important to God. It should be important to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. So now I want us to go into today's word. I believe everyone here with their hands raised up can hear me. So let's pick up. If you're not connected yet, please let me know. so that we can readjust whatever or help you. So, but everyone here, I want to believe that you are all right. So let's open our Bibles. Pick up your Bibles. Let's go to Romans. This is a very vital part of a believer's life. What I'm sharing with you tonight, it's actually a part of my notes for service on Sunday, but I want you to enjoy it. That's why I want to share it with you tonight. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. All right. So let's go there, and I want to read from different translation so that you could see how it's written out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Marakato. Could you go ahead and talk in other tongues this evening? Le barakato la baranundu. Le gabaka suprege dosha. Manderiga da kataya la gadenge. Rekete bakato rakatosa. Mandele ba shimbrige dosha. Rabba ba 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 ba. Shiki barakato karanda indele basata. Rabba tu brando. Rabba tirere. Rakata ikuso sukutu, makata yaragado sukutu yagadagadosha, manderigadashi eragadosha, rabatu baragadeke regidosa, barababa, olekiba rakadosha manana, rabako sofredo kodokorosu, mandali baragadeke regidosa, Labako sufrede rigadeshe kanta. Come on, go ahead, talk in other tongues tonight. Le mara kateba rigadata. Le mberebelewe. Rabaturu kuto kutoko tukuto. La kashike tekere keturungu. Mara basimpre de. Rabasopradosha kata yeregedosha. Mande legedosa. La kata le bako sufrando le brandene. Reba supre dosha maka supre ega zagata kataya la kateya lemba raba karaba katoya oli ma kushikara gadeke rogodosu mandere gedosa la katoya rakato lembre nosu. Tonight I make progress in the name of Jesus. Tonight I make progress. I make progress with your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. I rise like an edifice, higher and higher tonight. E baroko tole makaso pregedo gosu, zambere gedosha, nana nana nega, lakarabasu pregedo rosu, enamashere gedosu, makarosu, mandoru gedosu, e barapa, e baramba, lekete le makasu koto, La kase ke taraba turamba, erabo supra dodororosha, bakata la bakoto la bateye, lengeroso, koro boso, manana, shimbredoso, ababa baba 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 baba. Oli kere kedima rando robo roshu, mandara baba 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 baba. Obaraba so ke tala manesa, Ere-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re-re- Oh, ba'ara moshama kata yere gedosha kata ya la gadosa. Oh, rababababa, la Emara kata yere gedoso makara babababababa kirendo. E nono shimenda ragadosu. E kala bakoso kata ya la mokoto. Raba supredosa masa dege de gedosha. La kita ya ragabababa. Inyaga doga 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 ye ke 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 rika sata ya gado shimbe ye do roso. Makata yeregedosa. I made progress with God's word tonight. I made progress with God's word tonight. Excuse me. I made progress in the name of Jesus. Libarakate keroso makaragadoshin. Ema limba libaraba. Raba baba 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 baba. Shantaila bakele kutu kutu. Lembra nasa fa lembro no sofrande regedopsa. I make progress with God's word tonight. Hallelujah. Marabakira dando legra dosa. God's word and I, Keda Maso Krega dosa. I won in the name of Jesus. Alagoso Kataya Labosa. I am a hearer of the word and I am a doer. Hallelujah. Of this word in the name of Jesus. I am a hearer and a doer of God's word in the name of Jesus. I rise like an edifice higher and higher tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Now let's go to the word. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. And it says in Amplified. It says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. All right? For all who are allowing themselves to be led. Did you see that? Allowing. Allowing. I like that. It says, for all who are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So that means that you have a role to play where being led by the Holy Ghost is concerned. It says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Sons of God must be led. I always say this. One of the major characteristics of the children of God is that they are led away from evil. And they are led into good. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, that's one of the major characteristics of God. What I mean by that is that we are led all the time. So whether good, whether bad, whether not knowing, whether knowing. The point is that the part of the just is a shining light. Bible says it shines ever brighter. You know, so for that light to shine ever brighter, there must be a consistency of God leading you. God has got to lead you. You know, and that's what is that's a major requirement for believers. Believers must allow. I like the way Amplified puts it. It says that for all who are allowing themselves, that means you must allow yourself. You must allow God to lead you. You must allow yourself to hear God. There are times whereby we want to make decisions and it's our own decisions that we want. No, it's not done that way. It should be the decision of the Lord, you know, over your own decision. Whatever your decision is, it can never be a perfect one. God's decision in all of our lives is the best. You know, Bible says, I will lead you in the best part of your life. That's what God said. He says, I'm going to lead you. So if he's going to lead you in the best part of your life, that means he knows better what you don't know. That means you must give him that liberty to be able to talk to you. And that's why what happened in Genesis is very vital. Bible say, makes us understand that God was always coming to fellowship with Adam and Eve. Why? He wanted a free flow between them and himself. I mean, if I have a free flow between myself and all of you, it will be easy for me to call you up at any point in time. If you understand what I'm talking about, it will be easy because I know that I can always call you and tell you this. But if already our friendship is not intact, there's what I will say and there's what I won't say because I don't know if you are going to listen. And sometimes we treat God like that. We treat God like, touch here, don't touch here. Talk to me here, don't talk to me here. And that's to our detriment all the time. Because every time you make God feel like you can only talk to me on this, you can't talk to me on that, you are not being led, sincerely. Yeah, you are not being led.
Because you have limited yourself. You didn't limit God. You limited yourself. Because the all-knowing wants to tell you the all things. All right, Bible says that the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. So that means there is no lie in anything that you want to hear from him. Everything you're going to hear from him is the truth about the matter. So you now say, with your actions and with you not allowing him, you now say that he shouldn't bother leading you by you not listening. There are different things that make you, that make us shun the Lord. Yeah, I use that word deliberately. There are different things that we do that makes us not regard the Lord. Yes. You know, one of the things that you must understand is that the only way the Spirit of God can lead you is through your spirit. Remember when we did spirit, soul, and body, you know? And I told you, I said that the only way the Spirit of God can influence you is by speaking through your spirit. And you need to listen. That's vital. Listening to the Lord is a determining factor between life and death. Yeah. You know, but it doesn't even go to that extent first. It goes first to little things. And I'm going to give you examples of little things. Little things are how God wants to lead us first. Before a big thing can come your way, you must want to give attention to little things. Those little things make God know that, oh, you can be led. Yeah, because you are giving attention to him. All right? So that means that you must allow yourself to be led. You must want to know on this matter. Let me pray about it. Those things like that should never be strange to you. Yeah. Things like that should never be strange to you. You should never at one point or the other begin to feel like, do I have to pray about this? You have to pray about it too. Especially when it has to do with you not hearing well what the Spirit of God is saying and you need to make a decision. One of the things I have learned from Papa Egan, who is of blessed memory right now, you know, he's one of our teachers. When I say our, myself and my husband, and that's the reason why I keep giving you Egan material so that you could learn some of these foundational truths that we have known and we are still, you know, still being brushed on and still learning from. One of the things I found out that he said is that when he needs to make a decision, and the decision is more of you have a deadline, if you don't make it right now, things like that. The next thing he does is he will better not make that decision and let the deadline go. Because at that point, if your spirit man is not aligned, you will not hear anything and you might make a big mistake of your life. You might make a big mistake in the name of, I need to hear right now. I need to hear right now. I need to know what to say. Let me just quickly pick something. You can't just quickly pick something. You have to pick something being sure of what you are picking. Hallelujah. You have to pick right. You don't just pick, because people are picked and they have lost half of their life in picking. Because listen, the best part of your life is that you are making right decisions. The best part of your life, what did I say? Is that you are making right decisions. Starting from the school that you want to go, it's a big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal, the school that you go. It has a way of shaping up. A lot of us that have foundational teachings, some basic trainings and things like that, most of our learnings were from school. You know, a larger percentage for some secondary school and university. So that's a major factor for some of us. For some people, it's in the university. They came in contact with maybe a particular fellowship and man, their life was, you know, had a new meaning. And for some, it was NYC camp. And for some, maybe it's even when they got out that, you know, someone eventually ministered to them. The point, what I'm simply saying is that some of these things, some of these leadings that we allowed, if we look at the stories of our life going backward, you'll be able to tell that, oh, thank God I made the decision. Because I made this decision, see what has happened to me. Are you getting it? Like here in Ogun State, I'm not sure anybody would like to come to the school that that most of them actually went before they met me. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of them wanted to go to places like Ibadan, you know, Ife, and all that. But somehow, maybe admission wasn't clicking and they were at home and they decided to just come to this. And a lot of people that have come to Ogun State, specifically Ijebu-Ode, and they have met with our church, their lives have not remained the same. Yeah. Because the word of God is undiluted when it comes. We take out time to understand God's word so that we can also apply it and help other people follow suit. So this is very important. Your life is very important when you can make godly decisions. Your life becomes something you are proud of because every decision you made, you are sure that it's God leading you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there's no reason to make hasty decisions when you are not sure. It's better not to make the decision than to make a hasty decision and then it looks like kalu-kalu. Oh, I got it today. And tomorrow you didn't. So back to what I was saying about foundational knowledge. You know, so some of us got our foundational knowledge from school. All right. And then now a major part of your life also is having to get married. All of you are going to get married one day or the other. And if you won't, no wahala. But one part of your life, you know, will be shared with somebody at a point in your life. Now, if you mingle with the wrong set of person, you know, when people say things like, when I was in school, I used to, when I was in school, that would be the story. Because you're hanging out with the wrong person for your life and destiny. So your glory now is in the past. Why? Because that was the time that you really had time for God. Now that you're married, you hardly have time for God because of the kind of partner that you have. I believe that marriage should be a time where we can influence ourselves. Where we can outdo one another in love and in the word. How to outdo one another. But when the word of God is not final authority in your life, what I mean by that is that final authority based on the different things that happen, occurrences, happenings in your life. If God's word is not the final authority that is the judge of your matter, of your life, you know, it's looking like you are not at the center of it. So marriage is a very important part for a believer. The person you want to marry, you must be sure he is the one. Though. The person you want to marry, you must be sure she's the one. And for those of you that are married already, you need to ensure that you are allowing the Spirit of God influence your home. Let God's word be key. Let prayer be key. You have to. Your husband is saying, he said, why don't you let's pray about it? Keep injecting the word until the word becomes until the other partner begins to now imbibe that mindset. But as a believer, you must pray about things. You can't just pray, even to the point of having children. How many children do you want to have? Some of us, we have already had some dreams, some elementary dreams. Now you are now coming into reality of those dreams and you're telling yourself, I'm not sure I can do this one again. Well, some of those things God knew and God expected you to talk to him about them. Yeah. So these are vital points in our lives that we need to give attention to. We need to allow God at all costs, at all place, in every area. Because missing a part of your life where destiny is concerned, a lot of times you are backward, having to now retrace yourself, or better still, trying to now pick up the pieces of your life to move up again. That's time waster. Yeah. That's time waster. Your time has been, time is being wasted. Because you're not making the right decisions. So God is ever ready to help us. He's ever ready to help us. Ever ready to ask, to be there for us. Because the truth is that if God has given us his spirit to teach us, and we are not imbibing, or we are not allowing. I like the way Amplify say, let's look at it again. Let's look at it again. Thank you, Father. And we are not allowing. We will put ourselves in more problems. When the Lord leads you, he will lead you right. The Lord can never lead you to error, because he's not a God of error. He doesn't even know it. You know? He doesn't. So, obviously, you are sure of the best part, like I quoted earlier. You are sure of the best part of your life once you lay it before the Lord. And you are consistently in touch concerning that business. Talk to the Lord. Should you go into that business, stop talking to friends, neighbors, family. Before you talk to God, talk to God first. Let God now use different medium to get across to you. But not that you have gotten different media, then everything is failing and then you are now returning back to God when things have flopped. It's not like that. The first place is God. That's the first place. The first place is God. Then from there, you can now, God himself even will now lead you. Bible says he orders the steps of the righteous. He orders our steps. So it's from him ordering our steps that even you become very comforting. You just know that on this matter, me, I can't feel, I've talked to my Father. And your faith is so hinged on the fact that I've talked to God. That is faith in being led. Yeah, because for you to be led, you need faith. You need faith to serve God. Every part of the believer's life must have that. Must have that attributes of faith. Bible says in Hebrews, it says without faith it is impossible to please God. So that you are living by faith, it pleases God. And let me say something to you. Being led is going to be in every part of your life. For when you are going out, you need a bike. You need to be sure that you are standing in the right place. Let me tell you a story of a lady. She told me, she said that she was going out and she was already late, and then she just was like, "Oh, give me a bike right away." That's faith. You have released faith. So she was like, "Ah, Lord, give me a bike right now. Give me a cab or something right now. And to get out of where I am so that I can get to where I need to be." All of that. She was, doing all that. And then the bus stop where the buses stay, she just noticed that she wasn't standing at the bus stop because she didn't want to walk further anymore. And then she didn't get to the bus stop. She was standing in a particular place and people were plenty at the bus stop. So she was like, for her to even walk to the bus stop, it's stressful for her. And then getting to the bus stop, there are so many people there. Where does she want to stand from? And she just heard within her, "Stand here." So thank God she heard, though. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Thank God she even heard, "Stand here." So she did. So in her standing there, the bus that was coming, the Marwa that was coming, just stood in front of her and called one particular bus stop, and she entered. So when the man got to the bus stop area, a lot of people were not going to that place that he had called for this our sister. So the Marwa was like, "Abi, you come down so I can pick." She now said, no. And so eventually the guy had to move.
Hallelujah. That's being led. That simple story just shows that she was led. Hallelujah. Are you getting this? She was led. She was led to she was led already. She said she was late and she had talk to God. And God himself now ensured that she got what she needed when she needed it. Hallelujah. So these are things that you must allow yourself to enjoy. Every time you don't enjoy these things, it's because of you. It's not because of anybody. So you must allow yourself to enjoy these things. You know, you must allow yourself to enjoy this life. I mean, there are so many people that have been led out of poverty into wealth as a result of this. A lot of people with testimonies that says, I just noticed that this, I just noticed that, I didn't want to do that business, you know, and all that, and then I just found myself wanting, you know, and God just led them from the life of poverty to the life of wealth. And they never remain the same again. Oh, glory to God. It's always interesting when you can depend on God, child of God. Always beautiful. Always the best decision for our life. That you can depend on God. That God has got your back. Ah, glory to God. You must have confidence in the fact that God leads you. And he doesn't just lead you anyhow. He leads you. He orders that your leg, that your step. He orders you to where you will flourish. And then he orders you to where you would enjoy life to the fullest. Bible says, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Some scripture, some translation says that you may have it till it overflows. That you enjoy it, you know, and all that. So basically, God is after our good. And he wants to make life more easier for us. And that's the reason why you must rely on the word of God. You must rely on the things of the Spirit. You must rely knowing that God has got my back. You must get to a point in your life that you just want to know, okay, what's God saying about this thing? What's God saying about this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then little nudgings where you have it. Maybe you are in a place and you just start feeling uncomfortable. Get out of the place. That's how the Lord leads you. He leads you with little nudgings. So your ability to recognize those nudgings, because you will know that you are uncomfortable. But the issue a lot of people have is that they are uncomfortable, but they still want to continue what they are doing. No. You know, one of the things that I've come to understand is that the more you talk to God, the more your conscience becomes tender. So you will hear expressly what some people will never hear. That's being led. So you make the decisions and you become a genius while somebody else is still struggling. The difference between a struggling man and a successful man is the right truth. It's the right truth. The truth that brought him out of that struggling position. That's the difference. And I could actually say that truth is being led. That's the difference. Well, your ears have got to be opened. Your ears have got to be opened. Could you just go ahead and talk in other tongues right now? That my ears are opened to the leadings of the Spirit of God. My ears are open. I might just be rounded up from here. Because these are vital points in our lives. Once we don't get it, we don't get it. A lot of people suffer because they don't hear the voice of God. A lot of people are on the same level year in, year out because they don't hear the leadings of God. And God wants you to keep changing levels. Yeah. Otherwise, that scripture, the part of the just will not show in the Bible. God expects that the way you are in 2020, you can't be like that in 2021. Your status, your level, your things will have changed about you. Your achievements, something will have changed about you. Your perspective, your learnings, your growth, something would have changed about you. Can't be the same person every year. No, it's not possible. And you can't keep making wrong decisions. People have gotten into trouble because they made wrong decisions. And the Spirit of God is just saying, well, you could have asked me now. You could have asked me now. You know I want to help you now. You could have asked me. That's what is happening. Why are you are busy doing something else? We can't keep making wrong decisions. We can't keep going round and round in circles. Oh, no. 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 Go ahead and declare that I make right decisions in my life in the name of Jesus. I make right decisions. I hear the truth from God's word. I hear the truth of the Spirit of God leading me every day, every time. I make the right decisions that bring me into wealth. I make the right decisions that bring me into the integrity. Now, one of the things about God is that he wants, just like he has integrity, he wants all of his children to have integrity. You can't live one life and claim another life. It will show, we can't deceive God. God cannot be mocked. Hallelujah. You can only deceive man. But when you think you are deceiving man, you are deceiving yourself. So you can't live one life and think that, anyway, nobody sees me in this other life. You deceive yourself. And one thing is justifiable. Bible says the end of a man is destruction. Why? Because he has decided to take a decision. Every turn we take in life is a decision. Every turn, every direction is a decision we are making. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is very important. Your life depends on this. Oh, glory to God. Your life depends on the right decisions. Your life depends on the truth of God's word. Your life depends on the Spirit of God leading you. Your life depends on the fact that you are a son of God, so you have to be led. Your life depends on you hearing God. You must hear God. That's how we make progress. That's how we win in life. You must hear God. You must be comfortable with words like, I heard God about this thing, and thank God it turned out right. Those are beautiful testimonies. Even if you want to start by saying something told me, like I was telling, I think it was you I was talking to, you know, one of my sermons. And I said, sometimes people say, we all started from somewhere. What is important is that at the end of the day, you made a classic decision and it was the best. Lift up your hands where you are right now and declare, I'm led of God. I'm led by the Spirit of God. I'm led 24/7 in my life. I make the right decision for my life and destiny. I go to the places God wants me to go. I speak the words that God wants me to speak. I align myself with destiny in God's word. I allow the Spirit of God to speak to me. I allow the truth of God's word. I allow God in me. I allow, in the name of Jesus, I allow, mendo rokotola bakata, lembreketo brako sofrendo rosh. I allow the Spirit of God every day in my life. I allow, oh my God, I allow God lead me. My steps are truly ordered by God. I am led away from accident in the name of Jesus. And I'm led into safety in the name of Jesus. I'm led away from poison, food poison. Amen. in the name of Jesus. And I'm led. Kero koso kata lemando libra kira kasufra dosha manderegedosa. Lenka rosa. I'm led away from bad company. And I'm led into good company for my life and destiny. I'm led every day of my life. I arise, I shine in the name of Jesus. I'm in the right place at the right time, doing the right things in the name of Jesus. I'm not found guilty. I'm not found wanting. I'm not found in the seat of the scuffle. I'm not found in the place of the wicked. I am not found where I'm not supposed to be found. I'm found where God wants me to be. All the days of my life, I arise and I shine. Oh, my path is justified by God because He leads me every day. He shows me the way and I follow. Hallelujah. I follow God in the name of Jesus. I follow God. I see God in my life. I see God in every junction of my life. Every decision I make, I see God. I see God and I walk in it. Thank you, Father. Oh, I make right decisions, oh God. I come and go ahead and declare I make right decisions in marriage. I do not fall into the wrong hand of a partner in the name of Jesus. No. Ekara makoso katala banke. Limbre nosa. I'm led in destiny. I'm led in to fulfillment. I'm led in the name of Jesus. I'm not on the same level every year. No, in the name of Jesus. I'm not in the name of Jesus. I'm not. I rise. If you're in business, go ahead and declare that my business changes levels. Not just me as an individual. Everything I handle prospers in the name of Jesus. I arise in my intellect, meaning that my soul is developed. I see opportunities to develop my soul, and I take that opportunity, and I'm a better person. Glory to God. Glory to God. Mara kata ya laba kata. Lembre keti braka sufre no robosha. In the name of Jesus. Mara katele brande. Leki barokoto kotolo bokotosa zantele brasufrado shamanta yalaba sokatoya. Come on, talk in other tongues where your life is concerned. I make progress, true progress. I make true progress because God leads me and I hear. God leads me and I respond. God leads me and I allow Him. I allow Him. I allow Him talk to me. I allow Him lead me. I allow Him in the name of Jesus. I see God in the name of Jesus. I do the right things. I'm found doing the right things. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory to God. 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 Hey, glory to God. I'm led making progress. I'm led into good wealth. I'm led, oh God. Thank you, Lord. I'm led into the right deals. I'm led into the right contract. I'm led into working with the right sets of people. I'm led, oh God. I'm led. All the days of my life is a characteristic of the Son of God because that's who I am. When it says son, it also means male and female. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Could you just go ahead and thank God tonight for what you have heard? Thank Him that you are led. And keep declaring it all weekend. I'm led, oh. I'm led into good and not evil. I'm led away from evil. I'm led into good. I'm led away from evil. I'm led into good. And that's your portion. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise for tonight's teaching. We thank you for everyone that has listened in and everyone that will listen after, because I will expect everyone to do so. So I declare in the name of Jesus that tonight as we go, I declare and every other one that will listen to this message after now, I declare that we privatize your word, we privatize your voice in our day-to-day activity, that we will be led by you in the name of Jesus, that we are led into good truly and not evil. We're led into wealth and not poverty. We're led into health and not sickness. We are led. We make right decisions by the word of God. We move our life from where we are to where you want it to be. Every time, we are never on the same level. We rise in the name of Jesus. We advance, we make progress. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Every decision is the best. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Go ahead, declare that every decision I make is the best by the help of the Spirit of God. Love you guys. Love you so much. I believe you're going to enjoy God in this season. As we walk into November, it's going to be a glorious time. A glorious time. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. All right, we'll see you on the page. Have a great one and sleep. Resting well tonight. Have a beautiful weekend.
So I'll run.